So I've been looking for this for years and asked my bookkeeper, and she's like, I don't know. And I've asked multiple people. They're like, I don't know. Absolutely made me sit up. But also, because it's such a simple little piece of your business, it's very easy to scale this because you just teach someone else to do it.
Welcome to the Influence by Design podcast. I'm Samantha Riley, authority positioning strategist for coaches and experts. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more than just a caffeine addiction and you dream of making more money, having more time, and having the freedom to be living your best life, then you're in the right place. It's time to level up.
Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your co-host for today, Samantha Riley, and very excited to be back here with my wonderful friend, Tim Hyde. How are you today, Tim?
I am going okay. I'm going okay.
You're still alive.
I'm
This is
still
a good
alive.
thing. And we're saying this because a few episodes ago, you did share you're having a few health problems. So
Oh my
for
God.
anyone that didn't hear that episode, don't think that I'm weird for saying that.
No, look, I tell you what, when you turn 50, everything starts to fall apart. Thankfully, not my mental acuity yet.
Yet, don't say that. Don't say that.
I've got a few more years left to me, Sam. I'm probably okay for that for a little
Yeah,
while.
I think so too. I think you'll be just fine. And we had Profitable Coach Summit last week where you were one of the speakers. What
Yeah,
an
that was awesome fun.
amazing week. Yeah, it was so
It was
much
awesome
fun.
fun. And even in the lead up to it, I had so many people reach out to say, "Oh, saw you on the Profitable Coach Summit. That's amazing, awesome." I'm like, "Great, who are you?" Like even
See, my
randomly.
marketing works. How
Even
about
in
that? I
random,
know what I'm talking about.
even in random networking events, people would say, "Oh, I recognize you from somewhere." I'm like, "Yeah, you may recognize me from such shows as Good Morning
As
America."
seen on. That's
Yes, you
fabulous.
know, no, it was an awesome event. The feedback's been amazing, and I know you've got so many takeaways, which we're going to drill into in an upcoming episode real soon.
I
But
will absolutely break
just
this one down
digesting
because,
and
yes, just coming off the back
so
of
much
it.
work in. Yeah, that's really amazing. But it was a lot of
Absolutely.
fun, and you know, hopefully we get to do it again, Sam.
Oh, we will 100% be doing it again. I had so much fun. And big Easter weekend coming up as well.
Yes,
I'll
yeah, I
certainly
have
be
it.
taking some time out. How about you?
Absolutely, I have no plans whatsoever, except for I'm going to indulge myself in one chocolate bunny.
One chocolate bunny.
Just one.
You're good.
Just one. I know.
What are we going to talk about today? I mean, I know
We're
what
going
we're
to
going to talk
talk.
about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a story that I got told at a networking event in the US this week, shared by an amazing, amazing guy named by the name of Frank Agan. He runs AM Spirit Business Connections and the Networking Hub, which is a free networking event that he runs each week. And AM Spirit is just a big networking sort of group, very much about referrals. But he shared a story that I wanted to share with our listeners today and give some context to how this can apply in your business and why I think it's a really important thing to take away, right? Because so often we talk about who is our A client, right? Who is the best client we could possibly have? Anyway, so Frank shares this story of Bob. Bob has been in his networking group for a couple of one of his networking groups for a couple of years, and has always gotten up and said, "Hey, a great referral for me this week is a 200-seat company doing whatever." Okay.
So he essentially he shared what is who his ideal client was or who
He
his A
shares
client
his
was.
ideal client is, and this is the conventional wisdom. Each week we get up at a networking event, we put it into our marketing and our social media and say our ideal client is this 200 seat company or this person who has these issues or whatever. And we constantly do this kind of thing, right? And at the end of this kind of 2 or 3 year period, Bob's turned around to the group and he's a massive giver, right? Opens doors for people. He creates opportunities for everyone else around him, right? And everyone's going, "Oh, Bob's such a great guy to have in our group. We love him." And at the end of the sort of the 2 or 3 year period he's in the group, he says, "Oh, I'm gonna quit, guys. It's just not working for me. I'm not getting any referrals back." Okay. And it's because most of the group don't know 200-seat companies to introduce him to. And someone, some bright spark says, well, what else do you do, Bob? Right?
Mm.
And he starts breaking down, well, this is my ideal customer, but I kind of see this a lot. We solve that problem. And like I can do this, what he calls a C referral, right? And I'm going to read this specifically, right? Something that you're not excited about, but you're willing to do it because it brings dollars in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And usually that's little, that little splinter product, that thing you can do that, you know, probably represents your C client.
Right? So this is something that you wouldn't build your entire company on. But if you got a little bit of money in the door, you'd be like, well, this is a bit nice.
Yeah, it might be a couple of grand a week, a couple of grand a month, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, whatever it happens to be. Mm. Okay. It's the stuff that you do from time to time that can sort of put your foot in the door, right? And D clients, we don't want those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the, when the conventional wisdom is like, how do we turn our C client into a B client into an A client? And we talk about our A clients all the time. But I think that the thing we miss a lot is talking about our C clients. And I thought, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm talking about in my networking group every week up, and I get up and say, hey, a great referral for me is a seven-figure business who really wants to nail their marketing and scale to eight figures.
Right? Because that is your A client.
That's my A client. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm going to try something different this morning. And I talked about an automation that I'm building for myself, right? Mm-hmm. That takes, and I know, Sam, we spoke about it because it's the challenge you've got in your business as well.
100%. I've been asking someone for this automation for years.
Right. We're now going to solve this problem for you. But it takes an automation. So as my payment gateway takes a payment, normally your payment gateway sort of aggregates all the payments for the day, and you just get one line item on your balance sheet, on your bank statement that says, you know, clearance
whatever
from
that
Stripe,
deposit is. Yep.
$6,000, whatever. Okay. But that might represent 15 different clients. So I've gone, well, I've just created this automation in my business that when a payment comes through my payment gateway, it goes and creates an individual line item invoice in my case, my zero account, so that when the group payment comes in, I can allocate it to all the payments, all the clients for that particular day. But more importantly, I can now send a zap going back to my CRM, which then thanks the client for the payment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if it's the first time we do some other stuff, we can actually trigger off an onboarding and do some other things, right? But I'm going, this is a really simple, small thing. And so I did it this morning in my group. I said, hey, this week I'm working on this automation, right? And a great client for me would be someone who processes lots of electronic payments, right? But has to manually go and create invoices for each of these in their bookkeeping software. Right. And I'm like, right, most of the glaze is over for most of the people. But my bookkeeper in our group sits up a bit taller. She leans forward, says, oh, this is a little bit interesting. And she pulls me aside after the meeting and says, I have about 40 clients that need that very thing.
Yeah.
Can I make some introductions for you?
Okay.
Okay, sure. Right. Now, potentially, you know, let's assume for a moment all of those 40 people came on board as customers. That 40 clients in 1 month would represent more revenue than all of my A clients put together.
Mm. And, you know,
just from selling also, this one little splintered product. And now 41, because we're going to do yours as well.
Absolutely. Because straight away, I was like, I've been looking for this for years, and asked my bookkeeper, and she's like, I don't know. And I've asked multiple people. They're like, I don't know. So this, absolutely made me sit up. But also, because it's such a simple little piece of your business, it's very easy to scale this because you just teach someone else to do it. You just bring the customers in. So it's something that you don't even necessarily need to deal with personally, because you just train someone to do it on your behalf. Super, super easy, and potentially can bring in either one big cash injection because you just do a group and then don't ever do it again, or add regular income as it comes through, as those referrals come through from different people. And I love that idea, because when we were talking about this episode, it reminded me of a story that I heard years ago. And it was a story of Yoko Ono going to John Lennon one day and saying, "I want a swimming pool." And they didn't have the money for a swimming pool. And John Lennon went, "Okay, let me write you one." And he wrote a song to bring the money in to create that, to build that swimming pool. And that song turned into Help, which is a huge hit. Obviously, they got way more than a swimming pool out of that.
Swimming pool and several Porsches.
Exactly. But just think about in your business, what you could write, you could create a swimming pool just with some of these C services, or even just one of these C, you call it your C client, but a service that answers a problem that's not necessarily your main product.
Yeah, it's not even all of your product, right? For me, my C clients are people who don't, you know, they just buy one thing from us, right? They're not necessarily ongoing clients, which is, you know, what we want, but, you know, they just buy one thing. And and I think everyone has those people in their business where they buy one thing or we solve one problem for them, but we forget to go, okay, well, how do I bundle this thing into a product that I could potentially offer it to more people in a more systemic way, which really gets me the foot in the door to then maybe sell them another thing and then another thing and then another thing and then ultimately move them into, you know, to being those A clients for us.
And there's something else there. It's not just they buy at one thing and another thing or another thing. It's that they tell 10 other people about that one little thing too. Yeah. Some of those, you know, seemingly little things can be easier for people to refer to than the big thing as well.
Yeah, it is, because it's not a big, you know, potentially not a big commitment. I would absolutely, and you know, I'm definitely going to be exploring this a lot more, because it didn't even occur to me until I heard this story earlier in the week. And I don't know why it didn't. It probably should have, but sometimes we just got to forget our own stuff, right? But I'm absolutely going to be turning this into a product and saying, well, how can I take this to market now and go, you know, who else has a group of clients that have this challenge? Right. It's not just bookkeepers that have this challenge. Coaches have this challenge. People, course creators have this challenge. Right. Take lots of online payments. You know, want to allocate the payment to individual person.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it so much. So if you're listening to this and your brain is getting a little bit excited, as I did when I heard this, the way that Tim brought this up, we suggest or recommend or maybe just take the idea of to go and action this and brainstorm some of the things that you do in your business that potentially you could splinter off for your C client to bring in your swimming pool, or to bring in a consistent sort of monthly amount that adds on to your regular recurring revenue, and go out and talk about it. Because I think that's essentially what happened here, Tim. You had the idea, but then you went and you talked about it to see what the feedback was. You got the instant feedback of, oh, there are people that are definitely interested in this. And I think that's the easiest way to do it. You don't even need to create anything, but just have the idea, well, let's go talk about this and see what happens. And if you get some great feedback, then go for it. Create your swimming pool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to be talking to a bunch of other bookkeepers as well.
100%.
Do you have clients who want to automate this process? We can do it for them.
Yeah, that's totally. Yeah. Yeah. Because I've spoken to many bookkeepers and accountants that don't know how to do this. So there are a lot of people that need this service.
Absolutely.
Thanks for bringing this topic to the table today, Tim. I think this is great. It's certainly something that has got me thinking. Hopefully it's something that has got you thinking as well as you're listening to this episode, and have fun having a little brainstorm and seeing what you can come up with. Anything else that you would like to add to tie up this episode with a bow, Tim?
No, again, this is just, you know, stepping back, thinking a little bit outside the box about what your product is and how you're taking it to market, right? Sometimes if you do that, you can find unexpected opportunities.
Totally. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you have got some value from this, please hit that subscribe or follow button and share this with someone that you know. Maybe it's someone that Wants to bring in a little bit of extra money in their business, or maybe it's an accountant or a bookkeeper that needs to hear what we've been talking about. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week on another episode of Influence by Design.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.